Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, December 8th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning, but today you will only hear my voice. Although Brooksine helped me prepare the message, she had an earlier appointment and had to leave, so you're stuck with my rather raspy voice here on the podcast today. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and it's our goal again this day to encourage you. The title of today's message is Jesus, the Messiah. The simple text from Matthew 1, verse 1. The record of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah. How many of you know much about your own genealogy? There's a lot of interest in this subject, and the internet has been a valuable source for those trying to find their roots. Well, I don't know a whole lot about mine, although I do know I have German descent on both sides, and have heard that one of my ancestors was Abram Clark, who signed the Declaration of Independence. Brooksine, on the other hand, has an Irish background from her father, but also some Cherokee Indian from her mother. There are those who can trace their lineage back hundreds of years and know who their ancestors are. Hope Winchoba, a dear friend from our congregation in Massachusetts, went to be with the Lord this last August. She could trace her genealogy all the way back to the Mayflower, specifically the Mayhew family, and in fact, beyond that, all the way back to Norman in 1000 A.D. But sadly, in our broken world with so much immorality and fragmented families, there are those who do not even know their own birth father, let alone their grandparents and previous generations. In fact, many are so focused on the present and so disconnected to any heritage that they don't even care. In the next several days, we want to consider the genealogy of Jesus Christ, which both Matthew and Luke record. The genealogies of Scripture are not something most of us would name among our favorite portions. The longest genealogy is found in 1 Chronicles chapters 1 all the way through chapter 9. I suspect many of us tend to scan these genealogies to get past them and get onto the real message of the Bible whenever we're reading through. Although we might be hesitant to say it to others, we may reckon these genealogies as boring. But all Scripture is inspired and is profitable, and even these genealogies inspire us with truth and have lessons. They also foundationally place the truth presented in Scripture in the context of real history. Matthew is one of the original disciples, and his gospel was primarily intended for those with a Jewish background. Thus, Matthew's genealogy begins with Abraham. In contrast, Luke's record, found in chapter 3 of his gospel, traces the lineage of Christ all the way back to Adam. Matthew's genealogy, although generally comprised of straightforward phrases such as Abraham was the father of Isaac, also has several interesting details which call the reader's attention to specific Old Testament events. In the next several days, in fact the next 4 days, we want to focus on the specific women who are mentioned in Matthew's genealogy, all of whom have quite a story recorded in the Scriptures. The inclusion of their names is quite significant, particularly to the early Jewish readers who would have known their story. I believe each of these stories will provide a lesson in God's acceptance and plan for each of us. As you read these stories over the next couple of days, may you marvel in God's love for this fallen human race. Jesus is indeed the Messiah, and may you rejoice in God's love for you. Let's pray today. Father, regardless of our birth genealogy, whether we're born to peasant or royalty, when we are born into the kingdom of God, we become your children, and all are on equal standing at the foot of the cross. We are not just born into your kingdom, but we were purchased with the precious, sinless blood of Jesus. There's no higher calling, and no greater privilege granted to the human race. Thank you for the spirit of sonship that invites each of us to call you Abba, Father. This is possible only because of Christ Jesus, who gave his all that we might be born again and receive eternal life. Amen. Well, normally Brooksine reads the prayer. She did write the prayer today, though. That seems to be her particular niche, along with editing and making my material more colorful. Well, again, this is the message that has been prepared for Monday, December 8th, 2008. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net, and we share that because we typically have some additional materials up. Today I have a beautiful, beautiful, powerful video from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir of the Hallelujah Chorus. I suppose it came to mind because of Handel's Messiah. We also have a couple pictures taken, as I say, from our little corner of the world, specifically a Christmas banquet we went to the other night. A picture of a Vietnamese chaplain friend of mine, Dave, visiting with some folks, as well as our entertainment for the evening, a tremendous ventriloquist named Ryan. And if you'd care to look at that, please go to our site today. Have a blessed day today, and be encouraged in your walk with Jesus Christ.